This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 19. Two fires. Our reading comes from John chapter 21. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." This passage echoes a couple of earlier scenes in the story of Jesus and his disciples. On the night Jesus was arrested, while Peter crouched for warmth by a fire in the high priest's courtyard, he was asked three times by some of the people there if he was one of Jesus' disciples, and he denied Jesus each time. In our reading today, we find another fire, this one for cooking a breakfast of fresh fish. And here, as Jesus had done when he had first met Peter and the others fishing, he had just directed the disciples to catch a boatload of fish. Like bookends, these two catches of fish and two fires highlight Peter's calling and his being forgiven. And the story doesn't end with forgiveness. After breakfast, Jesus challenges Peter with a razor-sharp question. "Peter, do you love me more than these other disciples?" "Lord, you know I do," Peter insists. Jesus asks and Peter answers three times. Three affirmations for three denials. And with each one, Jesus tells Peter to care for his sheep. As it was with Peter, our being made right with God is not our happy ending. It's our new beginning. Do you love Jesus with all your heart? If you do, Jesus calls you to feed his lambs and take care of his sheep. Wherever we live, we can help with tending God's flock, his people bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Pray with me. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, you have provided all that we need. Lead us to love and serve everyone around us. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.